Woman has learned to make love through man who does not know how to make love. Hence the dreadful mess that love is in. Since time began, she has been manipulated and encouraged to feel that the finest expression of her love is to please man sexually. The truth is the other way round. The finest expression of love is to have man delight her sexually. This he can only do when he can forget his preoccupation with orgasm and excitement, and be sufficiently selfless or present in love to collect and receive her divine energies. For him, these are the finest expression of her love. By teaching her to please him and satisfy him down through the ages, man has taught woman to desire him, to project herself sexually, to make herself attractive to him. He addicted her to an emotional and physical craving for his sexual attention, and he did this by neglecting to love her. Woman had no affirmation of love, her true nature, since there was no man to love her rightly. So she settled for sexual excitation, which men had persuaded her was love. Men addicted her to this by teaching her that there is no purpose to physical love outside of making babies or selfish pleasure. Man in his selfishness taught woman to be selfish. He taught her to excite him physically whenever love was not present, to project herself sexually for their mutual entertainment through clothing, makeup, dance and posing. And he encouraged her to let him excite her and himself through digital stimulation of her clitoris to the point of orgasm, instead of loving the beauty of her whole body. The loveless narcotic of sex numbed her, and like all addictions, engendered fear of losing him or his attention, and fear of other women in the form of jealousy and female competition. If she didn't satisfy him, another woman soon would. And with this went the intimidating thought sown in her by all her sexual partners that if she didn't comply, she'd be left all alone. As a reaction to this male infamy, woman discovered cunt power, the power to tease man and manipulate him without delivering the goods or by denying the goods when he wanted them. But the spell of cunt power being largely imaginary soon wore off after she let him enter her body. He would soon tire of her and go off with another woman. Woman's subconscious dependence on the fluctuating sexual attention of men rules her choice of partner. She may go for either an exciting man whom she thinks she can control, or an agreeable and safe partner whom she can quietly bend to her wants. Both kinds of partnership usually end either in disaster or boredom and indifference. Male sexuality is put into woman in sexual intercourse, and because it is substantive, it stays on in her. Its effect is a periodic, wispy shadow of depression that she can't explain, but accepts as normal. It clouds her perception, making her feel emotional and not herself. The same male sexuality is the active, outgoing, selfish drive which made the world a violent and loveless place. In woman, this destructive shadow of man subtly influences her choice of a partner. So very seldom is he Mr. Right. The male shadow in her is doubt, and it is the shadow that chooses. While woman wants the right to choose, she has to make a choice, and then she must live with the shadow, doubt, in the man and in herself. Woman in her natural state is not dependent on man. She loves him, and in love there is no dependence, no attachment, and no fear of losing. She is the passive attracting principle. She is an irresistible living magnet. She draws to herself a right man to love her truly and divinely. There's no choice in it. For woman today to return to her natural golden state takes time. But having suffered enough from man's sexuality, she gradually learns not to compromise where there is not enough love. Finally, this brings her a man who can remove the shadow from his love. A woman is only ever less than her true nature because of man's lack of love. She went off into her dream to escape his sexuality. Her babies have long been a substitute for his love. Unlike man, a real woman can exist without sexual intercourse or masturbation. She waits for love, not sex. Woman only lusts for man when she identifies with the male sexuality he has induced in her. Nymphomania is a male invention and fantasy projection, like sex shops, pornography and prostitution, all kept going by male sexuality and lack of love in all concerned. Woman has been utterly fooled by man, pathologically brainwashed. And as modern woman congratulates herself on her progress in breaking down male domination in the world, she fails to perceive that she is as firmly hooked as ever on his orgasmic sexuality and his clitoral substitute for love. Her protests are really about love, not equality. But that's not heard in the strident male arena. It is man's world, and he built it on the strength of sexual aggression. Male domination began in sex, and in sex it continues unabated. Woman cannot alter this position by marching with banners or withdrawing from sex. She has tried all the means at her disposal down through the centuries. None has worked, and none will. The solution is now beyond the scope of any personal or social action. Only consciousness beyond the person or divine action can help. Let me ask you, woman, have you really any idea how to free yourself from male sexual domination? How to bring real love back into your life? Any idea how you and your partner can learn to make real love? To truly make love tangible so that you can actually create love together and build on it as long as you are both together? Have you? If you have an answer, please say it. Say it now out loud or to someone else, before I tell you. Or before you're tempted after I speak to say you knew it all along. Well, whatever your answer, I ask you to give it up. To find love, you have to abandon all your preconceptions. The only way to love is to be available to the new now.